address is Post Office Box 968, Pampty, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Pampty, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Al Toria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
Oh, he's a wonder in my heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all.
Were you blessed by that word today? Amen. Give the Lord a hand of praise for our pastor and for the word that the Lord has given to him for today. Amen. 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 As Pastor Montgomery said, we will be further blessed. We will be further blessed instrumentally by Brother Merlon Divine. Now listen as I read a portion of his bio. Says, love and inspiration can come from many places, but Merlon Divine's love and inspiration to play music came from right inside his childhood home. Growing up in Little Rock, Arkansas, was a singing mother and a guitar-playing father. Merlon and his 9 siblings lived in a home filled with gospel music. Although Merlon did not have the gift to sing as many of his siblings did, he eventually found his voice on the saxophone. Merlon's signature sound and gospel-tinged expression on the horn has set him apart and propelled him onto various stages to share his musical gift with the world. His music charges the atmosphere, leaving his listeners refreshed and well. The latest CD released from Merlon is Love Divine. It's comprised of songs written and inspired by the love of God. Merlon has also recorded 5 other CDs, including Due Season, Breathe, Unwrap the Gift, and Set the Atmosphere. Merlon, his wife, and 3 kids reside in DC metro area and are partners at Spirit of Faith Christian Center, where Drs. Mike and Dee Dee Freeman are the pastors. Now, you will have CDs in the back after service, so y'all go out there and buy up all of his CDs so we can send them home with no CDs, amen? Amen. And once you hear him play, I believe you're gonna wanna buy them all up. Amen. Let us receive Brother Merlon Divine.
Amen. Hallelujah, amen. Well,
Good afternoon. It is an honor to be here with you today. You know, Psalms 122 says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Anybody excited to be here? First Sunday of 2016. Amen, amen. I want to thank you so much, Dr. Montgomery, for this opportunity to come and share in worship. Yes, sir, in worship today with you. And I want to get right into this first song. He asked me to do a few selections for you, and I didn't know which first song I would do. And so before he even shared today, I went up and I added a song. And what he said embodies everything of what this song is about. I wrote it. It's an original piece a number of years ago. But the song is entitled Change.
All right.
And I could see here's a stop button. I told him when I say the name of the song that he would start it. So that's my fault. He's doing right. I could see the sun coming over the crest of that hill, and the father looking and seeing that sun coming back and getting things ready, saying, let's have a party, let's celebrate, because my son is coming back. And so that's the motivation that I wrote this song. When we make a decision to change, God is already, he's already there waiting for us and celebrating our decision. Amen. This song is entitled Change. Change. Hallelujah. You know, I grew up, as my bio said, in a large family. Well, my father was the pastor of that church, and not just the nine of us, but a church. That's a lot of people, I know. But he pastored a church, and I got to hear and see worship and see them singing and going forth in praise, and all of my siblings were singing, and I couldn't. And I really wanted to. My mom took me to a concert when I was about 6 years old, and I saw a guy playing a sax just as you just did now. And it touched my heart in such a way. I knew I was supposed to do that. Now, Revelation 12:11 says, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And I always let people know what God did in my life, because I never know who's going to need to hear that little piece for their own victory. I was born prematurely. Doctors diagnosed me with asthma and severe allergies and said I wouldn't be able to do anything at all. Now, you just heard me play. That ought to be enough to give God a shout of praise. He's a healer. And my parents prayed with me. At the age of 12, I finally got to the place where I could sign up to play in band, and I picked up this horn, a horn, and they prayed with me. I received that prayer in my heart. I believed it, and I was healed right then. That's been 30 years ago. Come on, God is a healer, I'm telling you. So not mad at the doctors. We may have some here. Thank God for you. You give us the facts, and that's your job, is just to give us the facts. Let us know what we're facing, what we're dealing with. But as believers, we can live by the truth of God's word, which is a higher order. If we choose to believe the truth, amen, we can have what it says. We can be healed, delivered, set free, victorious in every situation. We can win all the time. Amen. Do you receive that? Amen, amen. Well, I grew up in that same church hearing a song being sang by the older folk at the time, and it was entitled Walk With Me, Lord. Yeah. Pastor talked about it earlier, and I loved that song. I would hear them sing it, and I didn't really know why they were singing it, though. Now I reached a few years. If you have already done the math of 12 plus 30, I'm 42. I've been through a few things, and I understand why they sang that song. I need him to walk with me as well in every situation. And I find assurance in his word. And Hebrews 13:5 says that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And Jesus says in Matthew 28:20, lo, I'm with you always, even until the very end. And that gives me so much assurance to know that whatever where I am, all I have to do is call out to him. He's right there. Somebody say, walk with me, Lord. That's the name of the song.
Come on, he'll walk with you. I can testify to that. He will walk with you. Amen, amen. You may be seated. You know, I love the word of God. I love how he instructs us and gives us promises so rich in his word. And there's one in Jeremiah 29:11. It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to bring you to an expected end, to give you a future, a hope, and a call." Now that speaks volumes to me, because those first 12 years of dealing with asthma, I didn't see this. I didn't know that this existed, this being standing in platforms like this before wonderful people like you all over the world, being able to play this sax and declare to them who God is and what he wants to do in their lives and through their lives and for them. I didn't know that. I didn't see that. All I saw was the disappointments. My friends leaving me on the basketball court because I would begin to breathe as if I was going to have an asthma attack. And they leave me there by myself so I could take a breath. My coach is finding out I have asthma and wouldn't let me play. I'll be on the team, but I couldn't play because of fear of me having an asthma attack. They began to train me that I would always lose. I would never win. I would always be watching and not participating. God didn't create us for that. Come on. He did not. Come on. He said in 2 Corinthians 2:14 that we always win. We see victory every time. We're to taste victory every time. And I like to announce now that I have a new coach. I'm on a new team. His name is Jesus, and he gives me all the playing time. Come on, I won't. And he'll do the same for all of us. All we have to do is say yes to him. I believe when I said yes to him at that very young age of 12, that I traded all those disappointments and heartaches and pains, yes, sir. And the bad plans that I could see, the vision I had, for his good plans that he has. How do you know that was a good exchange? Oh, that was a good exchange. And all we have to do is say yes to him. I want to encourage you as you hear this song, it's entitled Yes, that all year, every day, you'll say yes to him. He's going to give you things to do, but it's always to get something in your life so that you can be a blessing to those around you. Amen? That's right. This song is entitled Yes. Thank you.